Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting 9th. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a line drive towards short. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Riles moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. Deere is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Russ Mormon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mormon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mormon hits a fly ball into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braggs. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Braggs steals second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Riles bunts towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. Braggs moves to third. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braggs scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Cerrone and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Dan Plesac now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning pinch runs for Ben Ogilvie. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Manning steals second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Glenn Braggs now playing left field. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Riles moves to third. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Brian Giles pinch runs for Luis Salazar. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cangalosi bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantner covering, for the out. Giles moves to second. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. Cerrone drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baines out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Cangalosi now playing center field. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Brian Giles now playing second base. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Thigpen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Mark Clear now pitching. Ivan Calderon pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett strikes out. Cerrone drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hewlett out. There goes Calderon. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-3 in the game. Moorman hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Calderon tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Riles hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cangalosi bunts towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cerrone strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-4 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moorman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.